I'm Elvis Mitchell. Welcome to a special online edition of The Treatment, talking about the Independent Spirit Awards with its host, Joel McHale.
Yes.
Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
When you got the offer to
yes.
do this, what was your first thought?
I was excited, but I thought, oh no, it's right in the middle of community production, so there's no way I'm going to be able to do it. But as we looked at the community schedule, it worked perfect. It just happened to work out because this is my hiatus week. We just finished 3 weeks.
It's your hiatus week.
Yeah, hiatus week. Well, we go three on, one off. We're shooting a new episode starting this Saturday, the same day as the Independent Spirit Awards. So obviously, I will not be there for that day of shooting, but we do shoot Sunday as well.
So, which begs the question, how many of these movies have you had a chance to even watch, given your work schedule?
I did get the screeners before the holiday break. So that was 2 weeks off, and we went back home to Seattle. So I was able to watch none.
So you still keep a place in Seattle? Is that still home for
no,
you?
No, but everyone keeps place. I mean, meaning my parents are there, my mother-in-law is there, my brother's there, my grandma's there, my aunt is there. So everyone's still all there.
So you took the screeners home, so nobody got a chance to watch them at all?
Yeah, well, I was like, look, if you lose these, they were like, when they handed these to me, they were like, we will cut your hands off, like in Winter's Bone, and if you lose these things. So
no, there's a Winter's Bone reference, so clearly
there you
at least
go.
Somebody told you about one of the movies.
Yeah, I just, you know, I read the, I just did the Cliff Notes. No, yeah, that movie, amazing.
You just showed your age Cliff Notes.
Yeah, I just really did. There's no such thing. There is no such thing anymore, is there?
Why would you, if you could steal from Wikipedia.
Yeah, you can just go Wikipedia. What am I thinking? Gosh, what? Kids save so much money now. Jerks. Yeah, but Winter's Bone, yeah, that was great. We actually shot a little thing with Dale Dickey yesterday, who played the scary aunt. And, I mean, there was a lot of scary characters in that, but she was very delightful. But, yeah, that movie was crazy. I read a review saying how this movie was so good, there should be a TV show of it, like an HBO series, because all the characters were so interesting. Like Grandpa Thump, that scary grandpa with the leather vest.
Who would want to see those people on a weekly basis?
I would.
Well, then you're the perfect host of the Spirit Awards,
yeah.
Obviously. You have an appetite
for
this kind of stuff.
Now, you were a judge, or still a judge. We're a judge.
That's over now, yes.
I'm sorry. But now, would you go through every single screener?
Well, I'm lucky because I go to a lot of film festivals, so I get to see these things projected.
Mm.
With an audience. Like Winter's Bone played at Sundance last
I saw the
year.
3D version, so.
Tell me about that.
Well, it was really crazy. It was a lot like Avatar, but with more methamphetamine.
And a lot more.
And just lawns just full of cars on blocks and mobile homes.
You just mentioned the one phrase you never hear at the Independent Spirit Awards, 3D.
Yes, you never will hear that. I wonder, but ironically, I came up sponsored by, it's sponsored by LG, that is promoting their 3D television, so.
Yes.
When they invent a 3D TV where you don't have to wear glasses, which they claim to be.
Yeah, they say they have that already.
It's not going to be in stores anytime soon, is it?
My understanding is in the next couple of years, so you'll be able to see Winter's Bone in 3D.
That's going
to be. In 2D on your
3D. That'll be
set.
Great. That squirrel scene is going to be awesome. Cannot wait.
I'm sure John Hawks is dying for a chance to be in 3D. You've worked with a director who got his start in independent film and effects, Steven Soderbergh.
Well, yes, Steven Soderbergh and Robert Rodriguez.
Yeah.
I'm trying to drop all the names. But even...
Looking for cred, are you?
Yeah, but even Sam Raimi, I mean, with all the Evil
Dead movies,
stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, that was like, you know, film school, and then just, you know, like, here's my calling card. So, yeah, of course, Steven Soderbergh with, I mean, the one that really splashed through, obviously, was Sex, Lies, and Videotape.
Or even Justin Lin, who got to start with Better Off Tomorrow.
Yeah.
And Justin's directed a spectacular episode of
Community. Called Modern Warfare, which was paintball. Yeah, he actually invented an entire camera rig. For those of you who don't watch Community, I can't imagine it. I can't imagine there's anyone who doesn't, who listens to NPR.
Well, and listens to this show, yes, you're probably hitting your sweet spot.
Yeah, I probably
here.
Am, yeah. So, but he, Justin actually invented a rig where he took two paintball guns and had them perfectly lined up so two paintballs would smash and separate. They would smash into each other. Then he slowed the flame or sped up the frame rate to like 1,000 frames.
So you could slow the footage down.
Yeah, so you could see every single droplet of paint.
More than I'm sure almost any of the movies nominated for the Spirit Awards cost
exactly.
to do that.
That's true. I mean, the catering budget. I think, forget what was it, one of the movies, maybe Daddy Long Legs, maybe.
Oh, like, yeah. I guarantee you that costs nothing.
But there's a joke. Oh, not a joke. This is a little, there's like Daddy Long Legs was in a theater in LA for a week. And it was next to, my friend pointed out, he was like, it actually aired in a theater downtown next to a hobo camp. And I thought that was really funny.
Kind of poetic when you think about it.
Yeah, it was kind of nice.
Were there any of the things that you were really kind of impressed or moved by, the movies?
I did shed a tear at the end of Winter's Bone, definitely. And I learned from Dale Dickey that the little girl in that actually lives on that property. That's her family's property, which I thought was awesome. The movie that I guess I was surprised by, because I prejudged it, I wish I could be. I want to do an Oscars or where I just vote on stuff I haven't seen. I just like, nah, I didn't read any good reviews, so I'm just going to vote no. But I really ended up liking Black Swan, not for the obvious scene that everyone is talking about. But
you mean the one you sort of pay tribute to in the promo?
Yeah, I rewound it like 45 times. No, but it ended up being a much darker movie and fascinating than I was expecting. I really ended up liking it.
But it really falls into Darren Aronofsky's kind of purview when you think about it. But somebody who tests herself physically and sort of goes from martyr to victim in the process.
I thought it was just brilliantly executed. And Mila Kunis, man. She's not nominated. Yeah, I think she should have been.
I would agree, but that's another conversation. But let me ask you this, though. If you...
I think the documentary Restrepo should have been. I don't know why that wasn't a bigger thing. I mean, I know that the Banksy is getting, the gift shop is brilliant, and I love it. But when I see Restrepo, I was like, how come that didn't? I feel like that came and went from theaters really
fast. It got an Oscar nomination.
It did get an Oscar nomination. So all right, and then there you go.
I was going to ask you if you watched the Spirit Awards in the past.
They sent me the screeners of the past of. Eddie Izzard and Rainn Wilson and Sarah Silverman. So, you know, it's one of those things. And they are all, you know, obviously wildly talented. And what the great feeling that I got from them was, just how different the award show is, and that it's a lot looser and it's in a tent and people are enjoying themselves. And I guess last year's wasn't in a tent, but it definitely has a different vibe than.
But it's back in a tent this year.
Back in a tent. Yeah, I say screw the tent. Just make it a parking lot. Who cares?
It is a parking lot. But that's...
I know, it is a parking lot. Literally a parking lot. I'm like, Nicole Kidman, please find your seat here at stall number 38. There you go.
She's outside smoking. Yeah. Right out of time. Thank you, Joel. My guest is Joel McHale. We're talking about the Spirit Awards, which he's hosting this year on IFC. Thank you.
That's it? Oh, watch Community.